On the third day, the chief met with his officers. He called the alchemist to the meeting and said, "Let's go see the boy who turns himself into the wind." "Let's," the alchemist answered. The boy took them to the cliff where he had been on the previous day. He told them all to be seated. "It's going to take a while," the boy said. "We're in no hurry," the chief answered. "We are men of the desert." The boy looked out to the horizon. There were mountains in the distance, and there were dunes, rocks, and plants that insisted on living where survival seemed impossible. There was a desert that he had wandered for so many months. Despite all that time, he knew only a small part of it. Within that small part, he had found an Englishman, caravans, tribal wars, and an oasis of 50,000 palm trees and 300 wells. "What do you want here today?" the desert asked him. "Didn't you spend enough time looking at me yesterday?" "Somewhere you're holding the person I love," the boy said. "So when I look out over your sands, I'm also looking at her. I want to return to her, and I need your help so I can turn myself into the wind."